Hello, and welcome to this Ritual Misery Podcast Minisode, episode Kilo 2, for Monday, the 21st of December, 2015. I'm Amos, and this is a show where I get to talk about whatever I want. The first thing I would like to talk about is this episode. Yes, what you are hearing right now. The shorts, or minisodes, that Kent and I are publishing are another way for him and I to keep you in the know of what we're thinking of how we see things. They are us expressing topics and ideas that we feel either wouldn't fit in the Ritual Misery podcast format, or maybe we feel it's important enough that we want to get your attention and not be drawn into a long conversation. Or maybe we want to share right away. Either way, let us know what you think about them. Maybe we'll care. No, seriously, let us know. So, what I would really like to talk about today is podcasting. I've been listening to podcasts since I discovered Buzz Out Loud, a tech news podcast in June of 2008. I was immediately hooked. It took some time, but I eventually started the Ritual Misery podcast with my co-host Kent in August of 2014. In the past year and a half, I've strived to find a way to expand our audience, find new and better ways to record and publish, and to monetize just enough to cover our costs. We agreed early on that we didn't want to sell out. That is to say, we'd only accept sponsorships for products and services we actually used and or believed in. And for better or worse, it's not been an issue that we've had to struggle with. It became apparent very early on that it is difficult to quantify your audience as a podcaster. Host downloads, tracking services, YouTube views, live listeners, all these are counted different ways and none seem particularly accurate. Just as difficult is finding genuine feedback on the product you're releasing. Your friends will all like it regardless, your listeners will like it, or they wouldn't listen, and there really isn't a set definition of success or growth. Perhaps this is due to podcasting still being very young relative to other forms of media. It is only 10 going on 11 years old, after all. I recently started looking around the web for podcast review sites. Podcasts, blogs, anything. Oh, how futile an effort it was. All I found were reviews by people with zero qualifications, at least none that I could find, outdated and unmaintained blogs with recent entries being years old, or reviews that you had to pay for. I don't know how long it took for movie reviews to become a semi-standardized outlet, nor how many years after television became mainstream before the folks at Nielsen were taken seriously. But I think it's about time for a peer-reviewed, continuously updated critique of podcasts, available for everyone, with an emphasis on constructive criticism and open reporting. And while reviews on iTunes, Stitchers, and other podcast aggregators are useful in helping podcasts get attention on their respective services, they're clearly not the answer. If you'd like to help the Ritual Misery podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, please rate it with all the stars that you want to give it. More importantly, and more effectively, if you'd like to help us become better podcasters, provide constructive criticism at ritualmisery.com or email us podcast@ritualmisery.com. Again, I'm Amos, and you can find me on Twitter, @EthanCain. You can follow the show on Twitter, @RitualMisery. You can cruise on over to ritualmisery.com for more ways to support the show, provide your feedback, and maybe even buy some swag. We thank Kevin McLeod for allowing us to use your music. And we thank you for listening to our random rants and raves.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.